first to start with introducing you to the family that I'm working on. So the spider family Amoraviidae is a really diverse family. It includes 643 described species worldwide and 71 genera, 97 of these species occurring in North America. Now, California, I'm lucky enough to have grown up and be now working in California, and we are renowned for having, you know, this huge amount of biological diversity. There are more native plant and animal species in California than any other comparable region in North America, and Amoraviids are no exception to this. Two-thirds of all North American Amoraviids occur in California, including two endemic genera. The genus Pimus in Acribulate Amoraviid includes currently 10 species. Four of them were described originally by Chamberlain, six more described by Leach in 1972, and Pimus occurs almost exclusively in California. Species variation within the genus is poorly understood, so much so that it precluded Leach from including a species key in his revision, and it's been a taxonomically problematic genus, to say the least. Five of the species are known from only females, and two of them are described from single specimens. So here I'm showing the distribution of Pimus from Leach records, and you can see there are some very compelling distributional patterns, such as the high diversity and small distribution of lineages in the north, and the disjunct distribution of Pimus fractus. My study includes three primary interrelated objectives: to reevaluate the species hypotheses of Leach, with the end result being an updated revision of the genus; to understand the interrelationships between the species within the genus; and finally, to explore the biogeographic history of Pimus, including estimates of divergence time. To address these objectives, my sampling strategy includes the collection of new specimens of Pimus from localities throughout the range, to obtain museum specimens for morphological assessment and locality information, and currently the sister genus of Pimus is unclear, so I'm sampling several possible relatives. Data collection includes both mitochondrial and nuclear molecular data. My mitochondrial data was collected for all of my Pimus collections, whereas nuclear data is collected for only a subset. For molecular dating, I chose to use a penalized likelihood method implemented in the program RATE on my mitochondrial DNA tree, and I calibrated this with two different rates of sequence evolution: Brouwer's general arthropod rate of 2.3%, and then a more recent spider-specific rate of 5.1% pairwise divergence per million years. Bayesian analyses were conducted on all three gene data sets independently, as well as a concatenated matrix. Maximum likelihood analysis implemented in the program GARLI was conducted on my CO1 data set only, and a maximum parsimony heuristic search conducted implemented in PALP was conducted on my concatenated data set. This also included 1,000 bootstrap pseudoreplicates to assess support. So the results of my first objective, this resulted in the collection of 77 localities of Pimus spanning the range of the genus, and you can see compared to Leach's records of Pimus from 1972, we did a pretty good job of covering the range. The only problem we had was there's a species, Pimus salamensis, known only from Salem, Oregon, one single female, and we were unable to find Pimus salamensis in Salem or actually anywhere in Oregon, so that was the only shortcoming of our sampling. We collected CO1 data for two individuals per locality when possible, and this resulted in, well, you can see the maximum likelihood and Bayesian analyses recovered 10 well-supported, geographically cohesive genetic clades. Six of these corresponded either morphologically or geographically to Leach's hypothesized species, and they've been named as such. So they include, where's my pointer? Pimus napa, desiccatus, pedis, lucus, eldorado, and fractus. The remaining four genetic clades were ambiguous in terms of morphology and have been termed the Trinity clade, the Siskiyou clade, CF fractus, which is sister to Pimus fractus, and the refuge clade. Additionally, I recovered two sets of what I'm calling rogue populations. They aren't identifiable to any species, and they don't seem to associate with any genetic clade, so they're just kind of out there on their own. This is showing the distribution of the genetic clades, and I'm just highlighting for you here the six species that were identifiable. And you can see that there is no shortage of lineage diversity in the north. It kind of seems, makes your head spin a little bit. But just to kind of go over it a little bit, we have Pimus napa, which is a north coast range species, Pimus fractus in the South Bay, three Sierran species, Pimus pedis, eldorado, and desiccatus. In the north, we have Pimus lucus here in green, the Siskiyou clade in pink, this long clade spanning kind of the Klamath Mountains is the Trinity clade, CF fractus over here, and then the refuge clade is a little bit fractured. The two populations circled are my rogue populations. So like I said, the stuff in the north kind of makes your head spin. Looking at it a little bit closer, one notable discovery, we were able to identify several instances of species syntopy. So for instance, here at Carville, we have two individuals, one that clearly associates with Pimas lucas, one falling out in the Siskiyou clade. Here with Clark Creek, we have an individual from the CF fractus clade and one from the Trinity clade. And then finally, Rush Creek, we have an individual from the Siskiyou clade and also from one of my rogue populations. So this was the first time this had ever been documented in the genus. Interesting. My objective two, I was unable to resolve kind of the deeper relationships within the genus with the Co1 tree. However, the maximum likelihood in Bayesian analyses both supported the genus as monophyletic with strong support values, as you can see there. So that's a good result. My nuclear data did little to add to this resolution, as you can see. It's a nice looking tree. My 28S analysis, however, did recover the genus as monophyletic, which was good. Fortunately, my concatenated data set came to the rescue. When I concatenated all three genes, I also coded the gaps in 28S and actin as binary characters for my Bayesian analysis. So here on the left, you'll see the concatenated maximum parsimony bootstrap consensus tree, and on the right is the Bayesian consensus tree. And my resolution got much better, my support values got much better. I'll talk about some of the concordant relationships in a moment. I'd like to first point out two points of inconsistency. So here, the placement of the Trinity clade right here, kind of nested within the genus, is a result that I don't really see in my Co1 data set. So in my maximum likelihood analysis of the Co1 data, the Trinity clade is actually sister to everything else in the genus, coming off of that most basal split. So this is not a result that is well supported in this analysis. However, if you look at the same placement of the Trinity clade is recovered in the parsimony tree, and this is well supported. So this is interesting. It's kind of unclear where this clade is placed. So at the moment, I'm just calling that ambiguous. And secondly, there we go. Secondly, Pimas desiccatus here in blue is falling out, kind of sister to this larger portion of the genus. Not strongly supported in this tree, as you can see. This isn't a relationship that's recovered in any other analysis. Thank you. So that's not something that I put a lot of weight in. I don't believe that this is really a reflection of reality, but it's just notable that this is an inconsistency. Some of the relationships that are consistent also show some really interesting distributions. So for instance, Pimas eldorado and Pimas lucas are always recovered as sister taxa to one another, and they show this really fascinating north-south disjunct distribution. This is mirrored in Pimas fractus and CF fractus in the north, and then there's the Trinity clade, which is a clade that mostly spans along the Klamath Coast Range with one single disjunct population out in the Sierra Nevadas. Really interesting stuff. Again, this stuff in the north, it might seem kind of nonsensical, random lineage breaks, but when we look at lineage breaks from other taxa, such as reptiles and amphibians, I do think that there is rough concordance with some of these breaks. For instance, the break here in the Trinity clade along the Klamath Coast region, I think, is concordant with this break seen in reptile and amphibian taxa. And if you kind of use your imagination, you might see that some of these breaks in here, I think, could be representative of breaks that split up the Siskiyou clade, the Trinity clade, and Pimas lucas. The results of my molecular dating dated the genus at 4.67 million years old, with most lineage diversification occurring in the late Pliocene-Pleistocene. This makes good intuitive sense from a geologic standpoint. So this was a very tumultuous period in California's geologic history. There was a lot of uplift of some major mountain ranges and the presence of inland seas. So just from a geologic standpoint alone, this kind of timing of diversification in this area of the tree makes good sense. So to sum up, more than half of Leach's hypothesized species have been recovered as monophyletic in the gene trees. We've also recovered some cryptic lineages and identified several instances of species syntopy. I provided a working hypothesis for many of the relationships between genetic clades, and there have been several well-supported relationships. Many of these are provocative from a biogeographic standpoint. And finally, I do believe that a lot of the biogeographic breaks we see in PEMIS are concordant with other taxa, suggesting to me a shared response to some historical events. So I think that this kind of concordance combined with my dating estimates should allow us to pinpoint some specific corresponding geologic events. I'd like to thank the American Museum of Natural History, the California Academy of Sciences, and Daryl Ubick for loaning me their collections of PEMIS, the Hedin Lab for all of their field collections help and data collection help, and then my funding sources. And with that, I will take any questions.